Good evening, and welcome to episode number 257. Coming up tonight, you're going to hear haunting... I can't do this. Good day, Mr. Kubrick! Coming up on episode 257, we've got covers, yes, to go along with your Halloween evening. Things like, Dead Man's Party and Thriller and Ghostbusters. You'll hear it all. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. No, I'm sorry, a Tuesday night. It's Halloween. It's October 31st, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you, your basic Halloween-related cover songs. Songs were originally performed by Donovan, Ray Parker Jr., Oingo Boingo. You'll hear it all tonight, won't you? Should we just get into it? Let's just get into it. This first track was a request. A suggestion when I mentioned that I was going to be doing a Halloween show. It's a cover of Donovan's Season of the Witch. It's very cool and dark and very fitting for tonight's episode. And it's performed here by a group called Heretics.
So many sights to see.
Every Day is Halloween, performed there by a group called The Postmarks. Big thanks going out to Shelby from Shifted Sound for hooking me up with that track. That's a cover of a song originally done by Ministry, and of course, absolutely fitting for today. That is a cover of a track by Ministry. Before that, you heard a cover of Donovan's Season of the Witch, performed there by a group called Heretics. That was a request, a suggestion by Bruce from, hold on, let me pull it up here, Oak Park, Illinois. Thank you, Bruce, for suggesting that one. Great, great, cool way to start the episode. And I forgot my little backing music here that I was going to play. There we go. Our next track. You know, it's funny, when I did the first Halloween cover story back in October of 2004, I think I opened the show by saying, okay, you're not going to hear any Monster Mash, not going to hear anything like that. Well, tonight you are going to hear Monster Mash, so I'm already breaking the rules that I set out with 2 years ago for these Halloween cover bills. But this is an excellent and very cool cover as far as trivia goes. The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band used to have a TV show called Do Not Adjust Your Set. It was a BBC children's sketch comedy show in the 60s, and it featured Michael Palin, Terry Jones, and Eric Idle from Monty Python, as well as Terry Gilliam. And every week there was a song by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Sometimes it was originally, or most of the time it was an original, but sometimes it was a cover like this one, which you're about to hear. Is Monster Mash, performed by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And the band is made up, if you're familiar with the Ruddles, which also featured Eric Idle, Neil Innes, who is the lead singer, I believe one of the lead singers for the Ruddles, is on this track. So without any further ado, let's get into the Monster Mash here, performed by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. See? More trick-or-treaters. Gotta go.
Working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash,
he did the monster mash,
the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash,
it was a smash,
it caught on in a flash,
monster mash.
He did the monster mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires fast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was a smash.
It caught on in a flash.
Monster mash.
It was the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin crickers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Brain Surgeon High. Ladies and gentlemen, the point in the program that's going to give me great personal pleasure, I'm going to introduce you to the electric spoons. You'll notice that the Brainiac device is already in preface, and the professor is introducing the special magneto bulb into the oral stricture. And yes, the maximum voltage is up, and in a few moments the countdown is going to begin. The special rubber gloves are inserted, and the spoons are in place. The professor's confident, he's dribbling, and the countdown begins now.
We'll be right back. the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake.
Spooks come out for screaming way.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Creeps with eerie eyes.
Start to shriek
and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Creeps with eerie eyes.
Start to shriek
and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
we're ghostling where the spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rise with spooks on every side.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out. Grim grinning ghosts come out.
To socialize.
Thank you.
door unless you just want some more. Well, I think you better call
by request. That is Bowling for Soup, who's no stranger to doing kind of goofy cover songs on soundtracks. That's going out to James, who suggested the Ghostbusters theme there by Bowling for Soup. That comes from the Just Like Heaven soundtrack, and originally done by Ray Parker Jr. I don't know, for my taste, that version's a little too close to the original, but the song before it, now that's awesome, isn't it? That's Bare Naked Ladies with their version of Grim Grinning Ghosts from the Haunted Mansion. I think that's just awesome. And that comes from a Disney CD called Music from the Park. Very, very, very cool. And then before that, we start off the set with another track that, it's a little close to the original, but because of the trivia and the background behind it, I decided I had to play it. Monster Mash, performed there by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band from the Do Not Adjust Your Set television show. And of course, the original was done by Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5. All right, moving on to... this one was kind of, was my idea to throw in here. I'm a big fan of Oingo Boingo, and of course, Dead Man's Party does seem to fit very well with the holiday. Here's a version that comes from a tribute album that came out a couple of years ago, or maybe last year, called Dead Band's Party, a tribute to Oingo Boingo. It's performed here by a band called Clear Static. out to my dad, who turned me on to Imogen Heap's music. I think that's just awesome. That is Spooky, comes from the Just Like Heaven soundtrack. Yeah, same place I got that Bowling for Soup cover of Ghostbusters. Originally done by Classics 4, but they're performed by Imogen Heap. Before that, you heard Dead Man's Party from the album Dead Band's Party, a tribute to Oingo Boingo, performed there by Clear Static. And as you can guess from the album, it is a collection of Oingo Boingo covers. Some really good, some pretty good. But you know, if you're a fan of Oingo Boingo, then it's great hearing all that music done in a different style. Now, speaking of different styles, this next one, this one I saved for the very end of the show because I think it kind of fits with being at the end of the show. Not that it's bad or anything, but it's one of those that you either really like or probably really won't like. It's a cover of Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller, performed here by a guy named Joe Dolce. Now, if you remember Joe Dolce from the 80s, he had a big hit with a song called Shut Up a You Face. It was a song done in kind of an Italian accent with, kind of a Guido, Father Guido Sarducci kind of feel to it. Well, he performed this. He's actually living now in Australia, and he performed this on Andrew Denton's breakfast show. Can't talk tonight for some reason. I keep having to run up and give candy to the little trick-or-treaters, so I'm frantically running back and forth. But anyway, Joe Dolce performed this track on Andrew Denton's breakfast show for the Musical Challenge segment. All right, everybody with me? And it's a combination of Thriller. You'll also hear a little bit of Van Morrison in there and maybe some other surprises with his version of his stripped down acoustic version of Thriller, I should say. Here's Joe Dolce.
It's close to midnight, something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it up. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, 'cause it's a thriller, thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. It's a thriller, thriller night, and you're fighting for your life inside a killer. Thriller, thriller tonight. The children of the night, but the beautiful music they make. No, thank you, Andrew. I don't drink wine. They want me to read these words. Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. Who wrote this stuff? Michael Jackson, Thriller, sounds like Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, I think his nose wasn't the only thing he lifted. In Transylvania was a famous Shakespearean actor. To bite or not to bite, that is the question. I brought my own words, if you don't mind. Vincent Price, what a hack. He doesn't deserve to smell my caca. She come around here just about midnight. She make me feel so bad. She make me feel afraid. She's a children of the night. And her name is Triple N for having me on. want to take all of my friends down under.
Joe Dolce with his version of Michael Jackson's Thriller, as well as a little bit of Van Morrison's Gloria thrown in there for good measure, or gorier. That comes from Andrew Denton's Musical Challenge, the first disc. Fun stuff on there. And really, that's the only song I played in that set, so there's no need for me to go any further than that. Wow, yeah, this show felt really up and down, didn't it? All right. If you want to get in touch with me, let's say you want to send me an email and tell me how much you felt like this show was kind of up and down. You can do so by sending me an email, coverville@gmail.com, or call the request line 206-222-COVER. I believe that's 206-222-2683. You can also post a message in the forums or on the weblog at www.coverville.com. All right. Thursday night, coming up two nights from tonight, I'll be posting the interview that I was fortunate enough to get from Howard Jones. Big thanks going out to Jason Jarrett, Nigel, and Dan Klass for helping set that up for me. And of course, big thanks to Howard Jones for graciously letting me play the music that you're going to hear on that show. But until then, this is Brian Abbott saying, that just about covers it for tonight. Oh, thank goodness. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Oh yeah, Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.